Hello. How's it going? How's your week going? I ask you guys this pretty much every week. How's your week going? But I'm kind of just talking into my beanie, aren't I? Never get a response. Be pretty weird if I got a response. How you going? Good. Fucking hell. It's a constant struggle with me at the moment. I've got my, so I bought this microphone, which is, like kind of a downgrade-ish from the one that I had before, because my mum wanted to buy a microphone, so I bought her a microphone on Trade Me, and that came with a pop filter on it, which was grand, but now I am moving into my own place soon-ish, which is going to mean that she's going to want her microphone, and I'm going to need my own one if I'm to carry on with this little endeavor, project thing that I've started. So I bought my own one, fairly cheap, but it didn't come with a pop filter, so for the last few weeks I've been just like wrapping my beanie around the microphone part of the microphone with a little rubber band to keep it there. But it's winter at the moment, so, and I've shaved my head. I did have kind of semi-long hair, but I've cut that off. So whenever I go to record a podcast, I've got to take my beanie off. And my head gets cold. Isn't that just terrible? Massive first world problem. I've got a cold head when I record my podcast. The answer would be to buy another one, wouldn't it? A little bit wasteful, but buy another beanie so I can actually. Or just buy a pop filter. Far out. The idea's really flowing today. The brainstorm is in full swing. I did bid on a pop filter today, just before I started doing this, because I was having to take my beanie off. And I was the anticipation. I didn't want a cold head. But now I've got a cold head. The things I do for my devoted listeners. I'm in my room at the moment. Sitting sort of slash half lying down on my bed with the microphone sitting on a book, which is sitting on kind of my lap. And it's a very, very, very awkward setup. But this is good practice because I'm moving to Wellington, so I'm up north in Whangarei at the moment living with my parents while I recover from my knee injury. And but I'm moving down to Wellington to finish off my degree down there, and I don't know what my living situation is going to be like. I mean, I'm hoping that I'm going to get a room that's big enough to put a desk, a chair and a desk in it, that I can do study at, and that I can also record this damn podcast at. But if I don't, and the chances, I mean, there's a possibility that I'll get a room that's only big enough for my my queen bed and nothing else. And if that happens, I'm going to have to do this. I'm going to have to sit on my bed, which it feels, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. You know, I don't know if you're one of those people that can study or do work in bed, but I can't, eh? I just, as soon as I'm in bed, I'm just like, I don't know, I either want to go to sleep, or put, you know, some movie or Netflix or something on. Beard is not a work zone for me. But it... Yawning, see? See? Sitting in bed, making me tired already. I'm not in bed, actually. I'm on bed. On top of the covers. Yeah, bed just yeah, doesn't make me, doesn't throw me into the work, mindset at all. Like, even just being at home, I'm actually, so with this knee injury that I keep harping on about, I've had to drop three of my papers, and with the remaining one paper, I've switched that to, distance, which means, you study from home and don't have to go to uni to go to your lectures and stuff. But, yeah, I'm not a home studier. Home is the, you know, you come home and it's chill. Because for me, it's like, if you're studying or working at home, where do you draw the line between when work starts and when it's okay to take a break and stuff like that? And I kind of just think my mindset, I just work way better at the library, eh? Or, you know, at work, or, so I typically spend most of my time, at the library studying when I'm in full swing internal, mode. I go to the library and, smash out my work there. And then come home and relax, and home is the relaxed place. But yeah, things are speeding up a little bit. I started this podcast. One of the reasons was because I had a lot of time on my hands, and I didn't want to fade away into a couch potato vegetable. Finding my brain an inconvenience, I wanted to stay engaged and keep learning and keep sort of motivated and yeah, basically just didn't want to waste away on the couch. So that was why I started it. As you know, if you listen to, I think, the first episode. But things are speeding up a bit. I've got, for my distance paper, I've got an exam on Wednesday, which is, it's Tuesday today, so in about a week. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to get a podcast out before then, if I'm totally honest with you guys. So if you're listening to this just as this podcast has come out, then there might not be a podcast for you next week. I mean, I will try my hardest, but my exam is of a higher priority, as I'm sure you can understand. But who knows? It's on Wednesday, so maybe I can record a podcast later in the week. You know, like the day after or Friday or something, and have a. So you may or may not get a podcast. I mean, I don't know. I'll try, but no promises, because life is speeding up, and I've got my physio appointments, and yeah, I'm trying to organize moving to Wellington, which of course takes a lot of admin and organization and stuff like that. I have a few friends down there who have said I can stay with them while I search for a flat. I'm just gonna start by just going door to door, knocking on doors. Hey guys, you have a spare room? No, thank you. So yeah, door to door, and hopefully I cop something. No, probably not. I'll probably just look on Trade Me. It'll whittle it down a little bit better. I'm now holding the microphone. holding it in front of my face. How's the sound? Sound's actually pretty good in here. I think because I'm sitting on my bed. Last week I did it at the kitchen table, and I put a towel down, and then I put my laptop and the microphone on top of the towel, and I actually think that helped quite a bit. I don't know, you guys probably don't notice, but it just doesn't sound as good when it echoes. It kind of just sounds a bit shit. But yeah, I'm sitting on my bed, and it's kind of a small room here at my parents' place, and I've got the curtains drawn, so it's a little bit dark in here, but I think that's helping as well. The guy who I listen to, the podcast that I listen to the most, Blind Boy, he's got his own studio. He's got like a full-blown studio with soundproofing and the full setup, the whole shebang. And I thought that was very, very over the top. Well, to be honest, I didn't really give a crap whether or not he had a studio, but I probably subconsciously just kind of thought that was unnecessary. I was kind of like, why do you need a studio? But now that I have started this podcast, and now that I have been recording this podcast for, I think this is the 9th episode, so 9 weeks in a row, I wish I had a studio. It would just be great just to be able to go into a room, close the door, and there to be perfect acoustics, sound fidelity. That would be great. And no dog barking, no cat scratching, no doors opening, no fridge humming. Yeah, that would be cool. But no, this is very much just kind of a little thing to keep me busy while I recover from my knee injury. The other thing that I wanted to sort of mention to you guys is that when I move to Wellington, I'm gonna be studying full time, which is I think full time study is like 45 hours a week or something like that. And rent is very expensive down there from the research that I've done. It's kind of similar to Auckland prices at the moment, and the money that I get from Study Link, anyway, the loan providers who give me my moolah to sell my soul, they give you, I think the maximum you can get is $230. And from what I can see on TradeMe, TradeMe is just the standard buy sell website in New Zealand. If you're an international listener, it looks like the rent is kind of an average of $215 kind of thing for one person in a small room with no ensuite. It's kind of like 200. It's kind of like, I think, between 190 and 220 sort of thing. So I've run some numbers, and I think I'm going to have to get at least a part-time job. Just to keep myself afloat, because 230 minus 220, $10 to spend on groceries and vegetables and clothes and drugs, and yeah, no drugs, that was a joke, only Panadol. So yeah, I don't know, unless I manage to get a ridiculously cheap room for $150, then I might be able to get away with not getting a part-time job. Anyway, the reason I'm telling you guys this is that if I'm studying full-time and I have to get a part-time job, I don't know if I'm gonna have time to carry this on. I don't know. That's something that I'm gonna have to kind of play by ear. But, I don't know. Let me know if you'd like me to try to carry this on. I don't know. If it kind of seems that it's not a big deal, then, and if it goes into the too hard basket, then, I might have to call it quits. And, maybe, I don't know, maybe I can pick it up at another stage when I finish studying or something. I don't really know. We can play that one by ear, but yeah. If you guys are really enjoying the podcast, which I know some of you are, then let me know, and we'll try and keep it going as best I can. But it does, I think I've mentioned this before, but it does take a bit of time and effort. Like today, after I have recorded this, it'll probably take me an hour and a half or something to to go through everything and edit out the little parts where I fucking choke. Edit out the parts where I don't know. It's mainly just the big pauses. Like, sometimes I'll be talking and then I'll just kind of stop and I take a breather. When I'm talking to you guys, I fucking talk 100 miles an hour, and then I've got to stop and just and like catch my breath. It's like I don't breathe when I'm talking. I don't know why. Maybe I think because it's going to be too loud and annoying. If you're listening to this on headphones and you're freaking listening to me blowing freaking breath all into your ear cavities. But yeah, so it takes a while to go through that and edit it out and stuff. So the point that I'm making here is that it's not a 10-minute job, especially if I've got something kind of significant that I want to talk about, that I want to get kind of my facts straight about. You know, I've got to do a wee bit of research and write some bullet points down in my Word document and go through that and all that type of stuff. But yeah. The other thing is my mouse. When I'm recording this, I'll pause it. Or if I'm wanting to click over to my Word document on my computer screen, the mouse makes such a loud frickin' click. And that made me think, why do mouses click? Like, have they not developed the technology to come up with a mouse that doesn't fucking go kaboom whenever you click on anything? So unnecessary. Also, if you're in the library, if I'm in the library, pardon, at uni, and I feel like I'm just being an annoying bastard, clicking the whole time, click, click, click. But yeah, did quite a lot of walking around today, had my physio session, bought some new pants, some nice new $5 pants from the hospice, which was a nice score. But I'm pretty knackered now because with this knee injury, I haven't been walking a large amount. I've been mostly just chilling out because I haven't been able to walk. But I'm finally allowed to put all my weight on it, which means that I need to start exercising. And I did a bit of walking around, and today, now, I've just gotten home, and it feels like I've been walking a frickin' half marathon. I'm drained. Knackered. What did I want to say? Yeah, so, no podcast next week. Well, there might be. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about, a life-changing moment I had. I guess most, I guess every moment is life-changing to a degree, really. But, But yeah, this was a significant life-changing moment or realization that that I was talking about to someone recently, and it made me think that it could be interesting for you guys. And basically, I was working for someone. I was working for a family, looking after their kids and whatnot. And they lived in a rather rich neighborhood, quite a wealthy neighborhood, kind of renowned for being upper class, sort of a rich white neighborhood in Auckland. And I had a colleague who also, you know, looked after the kids and did stuff with, and she was finishing work one night. And it was, I don't know, it might have been 8 p.m. or something. And, so it was time for her to go home. And she lived in Takapuna as well. And her place was, literally like a 5-minute walk, like probably a 5-minute slow walk. So like, I don't know, what would you call that, 30 seconds in the car or something. And the walk home for her was, because this house was on the beachfront, so the walk home for her was walk out the front door of the house that we worked in, walk along the beach for 5 minutes, and then walk up the street, and she would be home. And that night, it wasn't very often that I would work that late and that she would work that late, or that we wouldn't even work on the same day. But anyway, she was like, okay, I'm finishing now, and then asked my boss, can I ride home? And he was, and she was like, yeah, sure, you can have a ride home, I'll take you now, we'll be back soon. I was like, okay. I just couldn't understand it. To be honest, my initial thoughts were, was just like, far out, that's lazy. Or like, you know, like, just bloody walk. Like, it's 5 minutes. Like, we, you know, you're a healthy young lady with two legs that work, so just, you know, walk home. I don't know. I didn't feel too strongly about it or anything. Like, I wasn't rocked up. I was just a bit confused. I just kind of was like, that's weird. And I think my mother was in town the day after that, and I met up with her for a cup of tea, and just like usual, when we catch up, she asks me how things are going, how's my life, and how's my health, and what's going on and stuff, and we're just catching up like normal. And I mentioned this, and was kind of like, well, tell you what, weirdest thing yesterday, we'll call her Madeline. I don't know. We'll give her a name, because Madeline is my co-worker. I was like, Madeline fucking asked my boss for a ride home yesterday, even though it's a 5-minute or less than 5-minute walk. Do you reckon that's weird? And Mum was like, basically just explained to me that Madeline didn't feel safe to walk home in the dark. And for me, this was like a, this was kind of my life-changing event. It was, I was just kind of like, what do you mean she didn't feel safe? And Mum was just kind of like, well, it's very common for girls or women to not feel safe walking alone at night or alone anywhere, even during the day or, you know, around. Basically just the idea that that she didn't feel safe. Walking home by herself was enough for me to kind of have a big sort of spark or realization of just kind of, holy crap, what the hell, what the frickin' heck, and I was, and then I was asking her, like, well, do you feel unsafe, because of course, you know, when you're growing up, your parents are your superheroes, and I would have never kind of, you know, because my mum's a really sort of strong, passionate, strong individual kind of thing, and she is, but I just kind of thought that just never crossed my mind, is what I'm saying. So I was like, do you feel unsafe by yourself walking alone? She was like, yeah, I feel, she was in a hotel at the moment in Auckland visiting me, and she was like, yeah, I feel unsafe, just walking in the hallway of this hotel room. Well, not unsafe, but she said she was constantly aware or constantly alert. Like, it would never be not on her mind. And you know, if she was walking in the hallway and there was a man in the hallway walking behind her or walking in front of her or something, she would be you know, she would be sussing him out, going, assessing the kind of character that he seems to be, and basically assessing whether or not he is a danger. Or, you know, if she was in the elevator with a guy alone, she'd be sussing him out, going, is this guy a good guy? He is an evil asshole. So yeah, I was just kind of, and she was saying, like, you know, I was saying, well, what about when I'm with you? And she goes, you know, I feel very safe when I'm with you, because you know, you're a strong young male man. Yeah, so this was just kind of, it was just a bit sort of eye-opening for me, and a little bit humbling as well, I'd say, because there I was the previous day kind of scoffing at my co-worker, wanting a ride home, I'm not beating myself up, because I just didn't know. You know, I was just totally unaware. I just had no idea at all. I was like, I would have, you know, no problem walking around at any hour of the day, or, you know, daytime or nighttime, in most places. Like, it would take a seriously, sketchy situation, or, you know, neighborhood or country or something before I'd be, you know, seriously looking over my shoulders. And so I guess for me to realize that, there in fancy Takapuna in Auckland, one of the nicer suburbs of a big city, even there, my colleague was still had that play on her mind, and would prefer not to walk home alone in the dark to avoid, you know, the stressful experience of that. She asked for a ride, and fair enough, like, you know, why not? So that just kind of shifted my perspective on that. So yeah, that's kind of, ever since then, I think I have acted differently. I'll give you an example. So, I was talking before about how I spend a lot of time at the library, and I used to spend, I used to study in the afternoon at the library in Auckland, and until it was, you know, 10 p.m. or whatever, and I would leave and go to my car. But often, well, if there was a female in front of me when I was walking back to my car at night, I would be, you know, I'd be consciously kind of thinking about the fact that I'm male, she's female, it's dark, we're alone, you know, she's whatever, 20 meters in front of me, and I'd be conscious of that, and I'd be going, it would make me feel uncomfortable, which I think is a good thing. You should feel uncomfortable, because that way you're going to, you know, like, I would just stop, like, whatever, take a seat and scroll on my phone for a minute, or take a different route, or, because whoever it was, or whoever it is in front of you or me, they might not have a problem with you walking behind them, and like, she maybe didn't even notice that I was walking behind her. Or, but then the flip side is that she could have been very, very, very aware that I was walking behind her, and she could have been thinking, she could have been devising a plan in her head, going, okay, I'm gonna take an alternative route back to my car, or I'm gonna pretend I'm on the phone, or I'm gonna walk faster to make sure that I get inside my car and lock my car before this person catches up with me. Like, you know, the thing is that in any situation, you have no idea what is going on for that person, in any situation. So the best thing to do is to, I think, is to, you know, treat it as a worst case scenario kind of a situation. So like, I'll be walking behind her and I go, worst case scenario is that this poor girl is traumatized from perhaps past experiences, or the thought of, or not even past experiences, maybe just traumatized from learning about the horrible things that have happened to people she knows, or whatever it is. So I go, worst case scenario, that is that, and she's stressing out, and so the least I can do is walk a different way, or sit down for a bit, or sometimes overtake, or sometimes just speed up and overtake them, so it's like they're not being followed. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, there's something weird about being followed, eh? Like, I get that too. Someone behind me, it's kind of just like, fuck off. Yeah, so I'm glad that I had that big sort of realization, because what gets me is that I would hate to think that someone was walking in front of me and I was just going about my business, meaning no harm, but in actual fact I was causing a whole lot of stress and anxiety and fear for this stranger in front of me. You know, like, I hate the thought of that. And so now that I am aware that some people might have that reaction, I can, I guess, adjust my my actions accordingly to sort of ensure that that I'm not causing anyone any stress, or yeah, I hope that makes sense. I don't know, I've kind of this week's podcast is a bit random. I didn't really It's been a bit of a hectic time lately, so today I kind of was like, oh, it's Tuesday. Podcast is out tomorrow. I've got to record one, and didn't really have anything planned. Didn't know what I was going to talk about, so this is freestyling. Really exercising my freestyle skills, which is good probably. It's I think it's a good sort of skill to develop, as being able to ad lib, I guess, for many reasons. I don't know, maybe you're in a meeting and your boss asks you to starts beatboxing and asks you to drop a freestyle. You know, what then? Gotta be able to mix some rhymes together. I think there's a lot of reasons why practicing a bit of ad lib is probably beneficial. So yeah, sometimes my podcasts are very planned out, and I have them all mapped out, and I have a sort of a strong idea of what I'm gonna cover or what I'd like to get across. Not today. But yeah, so that was a life-changing realization/moment for me, and that to me is kind of the crux of male privilege. You know, like it never even crossed my mind. That's how real male privilege is. It's just like, without someone, I don't know, and I'm not saying that. Of course I knew that bad stuff happens in the world. Of course, obviously, you know, I don't live under a rock. But it was more the realization that it was a constant worry for so many people. You know, like, I knew that it would be like me being worried about getting murdered every day. It's like, I know that murderers exist, and I know that people get murdered, but that's not something that I worried about. That's a horrible example. Horrible example. I'm not even going to carry on with that. I hope you get what I mean. It's Yeah, this is the downside of not having a big plan, is that I'm kind of just sort of trying to make it up as I go along. I think I just didn't realize that it was a constant worry for so many people. That's what it comes down to. I just kind of, I thought it was a worry for some people, or maybe it was a worry for most people, but not on such a regular basis, and not in such a intense kind of a way, you know, like, yeah. Like, I can really see how that affects your life. Like, I can, but as a male, you just don't really worry about things like that. Like, I'll go walking through a park in the middle of the night without once thinking, oh shit, what if this, or what if that. Yeah, I don't think you can't really deny that male privilege is a thing, because it's like white privilege. You just live your life, and that's just the way your life is, and it takes a realization to realize, you know, that other people experience life in a very different way to the way that you do. White privilege is something else that probably probably deserves its own full episode. So I'm not going to go into that now, because that feels like a really big topic that that would deserve a bit of research as well. I'd need to get some serious facts going and stuff like that to it's more for myself, you know, like it's more for myself that I'm not completely talking out my behind, and I've got a little bit of research backing me up or behind my ideas. I've been putting comfrey oil on my knee. I don't know if you've heard of comfrey oil, but it's like a herb medicine. I've got it in kind of like this little pasty jar thing, and what it does is it helps to knit bones back together. So I just like rub it on my knee, and it helps with the pieces of my kneecap to cling on to each other and fuse back together. And apparently you've got to be careful that you don't put comfrey oil on your injury too soon. It's like if you had a broken hip and you'd just broken it and you put comfrey oil on it on a regular basis before the doctors or before the body has put the bones back into the right place, if that makes sense, like that they're not aligned, like a jigsaw piece that's not properly lined up. It's so good at knitting back to get your knitting together your bones that if you put it on too early, it goes boom and fixes it in the wrong position. So if I had put comfrey oil on my kneecap before the doctors had put the wire and screws in my kneecap to put it all together, the comfrey oil would heal it, but it would heal it in kind of like a scrambled manner, if that makes sense. They would be all sort of in the wrong places and stuff. And for my surgery on my knee, of course they shaved my knee, because that's just what they do when they perform a surgery. And the hair on my knee has grown back really fast, like weirdly fast. And I was a bit weirded out by this. I was like, what the hell? Have I, I've gained some new freaking superpower growing hair on my knee really quickly. And it turns out that comfrey oil, promotes hair growth. So there's a fun fact for you. And, that was reassuring. I thought, I don't know what the fuck was going on. Just as I was recording this, I was like halfway through, I asked you guys on Instagram how long you think the podcast should go for, and the general consensus seemed to be around 40 minutes-ish, 40, 50 minutes. Some different people had different ideas, of course, but based on that, I think I will leave you be for this week. And it also looks like my laptop's running out of battery. This has been probably the most raw, the most unplanned podcast yet. I'm kind of just as I said, none of this was planned. I'm just kind of chatting to you. I had no idea what it was going to be about, and but a fair amount of you guys have actually said to me that is a feature of the podcast that you really like. You've gone, you know, it's nice to just, I guess, to hear how real it is. It's just kind of me talking, like, you know, and that's what I kind of, that's part of why, that's part of what I like about podcasts as well. It's like it's not like a YouTube video, but where, you know, everything is all perfected and scripted and edited it's kind of it's more conversational, and I think you get to know the person quite well, and you feel like you know them, which is weird as well, because, you know, there's podcasters that I listen to who I kind of feel like I know, and like if I met them, I'd be like, oh, freaking yo, and they'd be like, who are you? And it's kind of weird to think that if I don't know you, if you're not one of my friends listening to this, that that you know a lot about me, and you know what I'm up to, and weird stuff like that. And I've got no idea who you are. If you are a stranger, then say hi. Flick me a message and say, how's it going? And if you, as always, if you're enjoying the podcast, if you liked this episode, let me know. Send me a message. It usually makes my day when someone flicks me a message saying they loved the podcast, or they're enjoying the podcast, or whatever. The other thing you can do to support me and make this little project kind of worthwhile and worth doing is subscribing on Apple Podcasts, leaving me a review. I think I've got like 10 reviews or something, and recommend it to a friend. So, a few people have said to me that they've, you know, told all their friends to listen to it, or told their workmates to listen, or their parents or something, and that's awesome, and it makes me stoked and happy, and it makes me feel like doing all this is kind of worth it, you know, because you guys like it. So as always, have a bit of compassion for yourselves and for other people, and I wish you a good week, and I'll talk to you again maybe next week. Maybe next week. As I said, I'm not really sure if I'm going to be able to get a podcast done because of my exam, and I'll be in Auckland, and I'll be staying at someone's place, and, you know, I might not be able to bring my recording gear and rah-de-rah, but if I have time late next week, then you might get a late podcast, but if not, then I'll talk to you in 2 weeks, the Wednesday following. Goodbye. Fucking see you later. See you later. See you later.